Her parents thought nothing of it at the time, but now they claim this child is an imposter. That their natural child, the sickly one, is dead. And in its place, something else.
We're going to need a stronger enclosure than a mere hole in the floor and iron bars.
Is that really necessary? I mean, she's just a kid.
In the hole, a younger Nimona sits on the dirt floor.
Where's my mom and dad? I want to go home.
Your parents brought you here, didn't they? Why do you think they did that?
I burnt a man. I killed the raiders, but they wanted to kill us first. I saved everybody.
And how did you do that?
I don't know.
You're not going home. Not until you're better. Do you want to get better?
Yes. Then can I see my mom and dad?
Of course.
We'll have her move to our facility in the morning. Don't upset or excite her in the meantime. We'll take care of the rest.
Where are we?
Think of this as your temporary home while you get better.
Can I have any toys? Can my mom and dad visit?
Maybe, after a few tests. Nurse, please prep patient 001.
That's not my name. My name is...
Nimona? Ah! Oh! Oh!
Tissue and blood samples of patient 001 acquired. It shows remarkable...
That's not my name!
Nimona.
Fascinating. Patient 001's body adapts to her surroundings immediately. Look at that. She's grown gills.
That's not my...
Nimona.
Let's see how patient 001 handles direct physical threats.
Not my name! My name is...
Nimona! Nimona!
No! Go away! Just leave me alone!
Nimona, it's me. It's just me. You know me. Don't you?
Boss? You came back.
Of course I did. Come on. Let's get you out of there. Hey, it's okay. You're okay. How do you feel?
Not great.
You're looking very, small.
I can't help it, okay?
Can't you change?
No. Well, I can, but it's dangerous. I'm not supposed to split myself like that. It makes me unstable. The strong part stays, and the rest disintegrates. That's how it works.
You're kidding. So you could just disintegrate at any time?
Why would I kid about disintegration?
That's not gonna happen. You are the strong part, okay? We're gonna get you back to your other self and put you back together. That will work, right?
It should. Yeah.
Then let's go. Hang tight.
You're flagging, Knight.
You don't look so fresh yourself. How's it feel to be stuck in one body like the rest of us? Not so easy to duck around things at your size.
Dodge this!
Scary, I admit, but getting old.
You don't even have your sword.
True, but this suit comes with electrical stun units in the gauntlets, and you look like a festival tree with all those wires draped over you.
Golden Loin approaches the stricken beast, picking back up his sword. He lifts his blade to strike.
I'm sorry.
The monster hammers Golden Loin with its claw.
Ah! Alistair and Nimona race into the institution, trying to find Goldenloin.
Of all the places to fight, they had to choose the room filled by the deadly magical substance. Please don't be too late. Please don't be too late.
My armor! Alistair and Nimona find the monster standing over Goldenloin's body, preparing for the kill.
No! Let him go! Nimona, please!
She approaches the monster, reaching out.
Hey there. We'll be back together in a moment. I can't change. I can't shapeshift.
Damn it! The device. I forgot.
They hurt me.
You told them? Is that why you brought me here? So you could kill us both for good?
What? No! I'm your friend, Nimona. I don't want to kill you.
You're not my friend. You're just like all the others.
Nimona, please. Just listen. I can shut it off. The device. You can merge back together. Just let him go. Please.
No.
No!
I didn't want to do it, but I had to. It was... You were destroying the kingdom. You were killing people.
I've killed people before.
That's an understatement.
I've killed lots of people.
Nimona, stop! I can help you!
You're not the first one who thought you could help me. Or fix me. Or save me. You're not the first one who thought you could care about me. Until you found out how bad it really is. They called you a monster, but in the end, you still took their side.
You're not a monster.
You don't know anything about me.
You don't have to do this. There's no one left who can hurt you.
No. There's one left.
Nimona, please! Don't do this.
Always running. Always hiding. Give it up already. There you are.
The monster traps Ballister, slowly moving in.
Nimona, this isn't you.
You still don't get it, do you? It wasn't real. It was a game.
I don't believe you.
Ballister's hand moves towards the director's gun, just inches away.
I was playing with you. This is me. This has always been me.
SS-250, online.
No. Nimona. I'm so sorry. Nimona! Where's your other half?
Warning. Jade Root meltdown imminent. Activating purge protocol.
Ambrosius, hold still! Nimona!
Purge will occur in 10 minutes. Evacuate premises and maintain 500-foot distance.
All right. It'll be all right. I've got you. Nimona! I'm sorry.
Evacuate premises and maintain 500-foot distance.
gone.
Purge will occur in 30 seconds.
It's just us.
Purge will occur in 15 seconds.
It's always just us.
Purge will occur in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Outside, behind the gates, a crowd watches as the Institute is enveloped in an explosion of light and sound.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Look! There! Blackheart!
What is he carrying? Is that... Sir Goldenloin! Swing open the gates!
I'll take him. He needs a hospital immediately.
We've got him, sir.
Thank you.
You're injured, my lord. Let us help you. Lord Blackheart, what happened? Is the beast slain? Is it over?
Yes. It's over.
The kingdom is in shock after the murderous rampage of a mysterious beast last night that resulted in the deaths of the king and the director of the institution. They are only two of an extensive list of casualties. Sir Ambrosius Goldenloin and former villain-turned-champion of the people, Ballister Blackheart, brought down the beast early this morning, ending a night of terror. Both are in the hospital after injuries sustained during the attack. Sir Goldenloin remains in critical condition. The beast's origins remains an unknown, although testimony from surviving employees at the institution headquarters suggests it may be an escaped institution experiment gone awry. The catastrophe has brought to light many of the institution's illegal projects, including the stockpiling of massive amounts of jade root. Prominent voices are already clamoring for the permanent disbanding of the institution. Despite this tragedy, we remain united. We will remain strong, and we will rebuild.
Lord Blackheart, you shouldn't be here. You need to be resting.
Someone should be with Ambrosius, for when he wakes up.
We don't know if Sir Goldenloin will wake up, my lord. He's suffered a lot of trauma. We're monitoring him closely. If his condition changes, we'll know. Go back to bed. The monster injured you, too. You need your rest.
Don't call her that.
My lord?
She's not a monster.
Gregor?
Dr. Blitzmeyer!
Did you really put me as your emergency contact?
I don't have a lot of friends, okay? Doctor, your device. It was destroyed. I'm sorry.
Never mind. I'll build another one. I hear you're some sort of hero.
Not me, no.
You did what you had to do then? You saved a lot of people.
But I couldn't save her.
It's not your responsibility to save everyone, you know.
I know. Someday I may accept that. But right now, all I feel is that I killed my friend.
Lord Blackheart, you shouldn't be in here. You need to be resting.
Weren't you just in here?
No, my lord. I just got off my break. Who filled out this chart? They did it all wrong. Is this a drawing of a shark?
Nimona! Ballister searches the crowd. And then he spots Nimona. She gives a little wave.
Nimona!
Lord Blackheart, Sir Goldenloin is awake. He's asking for you.
What?
He's awake!
When Ballister looks back to the crowd, she's gone.
Nimona.
Epilogue.
I don't know where Nimona is. I haven't seen her since. Well, you know. At least I don't think I have. I suppose I wouldn't know. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. That's probably for the best. Of course, I still wonder about every stranger who gives me a knowing look, about every cat who watches me too closely. I can only hope I reached her in some small way. I can only hope that if she does come back, she'll know me for who I am. A friend.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this full cast presentation of Nimona by Noel Stevenson. This program was narrated by Peter Bradbury. The part of Nimona was played by Rebecca Solaire. Lord Ballister Blackheart was played by Jonathan Davis. Sir Ambrosius Goldenloin was played by Mark Thompson. The director was played by January Lavoie. Dr. Meredith Blitzmeyer was played by Natalie Gold. And Rudy was played by David Pitsew. This program was directed and produced by Kevin Thompson. Recorded at Merlin Studios in New York City by Maddie Argyropoulos. Edited, mixed, and mastered by Paul Goodrich at Merlin Studios. The script was adapted by Kevin Thompson and Caitlin Gehring. Executive producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright 2015 by Noel Stevenson. Production copyright 2016 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.